Tuesday show.
Edwin Armstrong developed this type of radio broadcasting featuring less noise and static.
Boring!
It's wake up time!
I hate this show. They have no chemistry at all.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, right, thanks. What's up? Happy Tuesday
Happy
to people
Tuesday.
That were off work yesterday. Some of us were hard at work here at the radio station.
You were here?
Yeah, yes. Well, we didn't do it out of the kindness of our hearts. We wanted a comp day.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, you know, nobody will be here.
Yeah, that's true. Those are the best days, really.
We didn't have to do like a show.
What'd you do?
Well, we did a show.
Like a best of?
No, we did a show.
Oh, wow.
But we played way more music than we normally do.
Oh, okay.
We did it like some other stations do it. I would be bored.
Yeah, I understand. Believe me.
Yeah.
Believe me.
I like to be on my toes thinking. I mean, you know, I try to be. It doesn't always work out like that. No. But did you have a nice day off? It was a great day to sleep in.
Courtney, I slept until 7:16.
Whoa.
Which is a big deal in the world of those who don't sleep until 7:16. And I remember it, and I had only woken up one other time at the normal time in the threes.
What did Lulu the bulldog do while you were sleeping? Was she fine with it?
She snored heavily from the hall.
Did you happen to catch? There was a lot on TV last night. If you lived with me, I would have bothered you last night. So I was watching The Bachelor. Mm. Then I was watching Olympics.
Yes.
I got hooked on a curling match with the U.S. women in China, I think, or Japan. I can't remember. China. Women won, by the way. Then I flipped to, more Olympics, and it wasn't that exciting. So then I watched something on the Hallmark channel.
Oh, what was that?
Listen, it was like the Great American Rescue Dog Show.
Stop it.
Really?
It was adorable.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that was on. I totally would have. I was watching the local... You know, we had the St. Louis Road Show was on from when they came last year on Channel 9.
Oh, it was?
Yes, the first
the
of
antique
three.
Show?
Antique Road Show. And it was the one in St. Louis. So we were watching St. Louis people come and present their stuff.
Did they have heavy St. Louis accents?
No, it wasn't too bad, yeah, okay. Courtney. That's actually a good question. It wasn't too bad.
Okay, well, this rescue dog thing was incredible. Rebecca Romaine was one of the hosts. It was a little stiff with... a sports guy, I can't think of his name. But they had different categories like best snorer, biggest couch potato, and they would have them get up on couches. It was so adorable.
Is it over? Was that it?
I don't really know what it was long, so I didn't stick with the whole thing.
Wow.
It was such a great idea. Why not?
It's genius. I can't believe they made him get up on couches. I could have entered that, Lou.
And, you know, there were a lot of purebred dogs because a lot of purebred dogs have rescues. That's
yes.
where you got your
yes.
bulldog.
Yep. I could have put her in there for snoring and couch potato.
Oh, it was a St. Bernard won the couch potato. There's no way anybody could beat the St. Bernard.
Did they do it because I found this out this morning. Today is National Pet Day. Does it like to coincide with, and dogs are the number one pet.
I don't
prefer.
Work for the Hallmark Channel, so I'm not sure. But it was very entertaining. It's a great idea. They should do it more. And some of the dogs they featured, I was a little confused. They said some of the dogs were available for adoption, but then all the owners were out there with them. So I was a little confused on that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. So I don't know if I missed a bunch of it. Like I said, I was flipping all over the joint.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make your head spin. But Lance not here today. Sue is filling in for Lance. And so we'll skip Miss Connections today. But we are playing a fun game all week leading up to the Oscars, which is next weekend. So you can see all the movies you want. We're giving out passes to Marcus Theaters all week long for Guess the Movie Trailer.
Ooh.
We weren't aware that our movie trailer voice guy would not be here 2 days.
Oh.
So Jen is doing the voice of the movie trailer guy. And you try to figure out what the movie is based on the trailer. It was pretty easy yesterday. We're going to make it a little harder today.
How are you going to make it harder?
Well, we're picking harder
movies.
You know, some of them were like, what was the one yesterday? What was the, Flashdance was one. They were pretty easy.
Okay,
you could figure
enough.
Them out. Today's a little tougher, so we'll give you a chance to call in to guess the movie trailer. All right, weather-wise, up and down. It's warm. It is 69 right now.
All right. I didn't know what to do when I walked out this morning.
That's going to change, though. Cold front moves in tonight with a low of 30. But here is Sue with another look at your traffic.
Traffic brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company show. Jen, Kevin, Sue in for Lance. Lance is really throwing us here with this.
I know. I mean, what, missed connections? Did he forget that it's Tuesday?
Not only that, but the movie trailer game.
Oh, that's right.
Was designed.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Do I have to do it again?
You do, Jen. You do. We'll have an opportunity for you in some movie passes to Marcus Werenberg Theaters in the 6 o'clock hour. I wanted to let you know last week, we mentioned Lucky Charms cereal getting rid of one of their marshmallows. Marshmallows, not marshmallows. I have to think about it. I also say spinach. Well, now we know that they're killing off the yellow and orange hourglass.
Which we didn't even know existed.
Didn't know they existed.
Nope. But the new one, why did they not have this one sooner?
Always the magical unicorn.
Hello.
White unicorn head, blue and purple swirls on the mane and the horn.
Man.
Perfect.
They're already starting to ship out. Could be everywhere by next month. And I, again, won't buy Lucky Charms. If I'm going for the sweet cereal, like, I broke down a couple months ago and got a box of Cap'n Crunch berries.
Uh-huh. Oh, I like the berries.
Oh. And then before that, I think my last sweet sugar cereal was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's what my kids have at home, and I dipped into the box this weekend.
I like the Fruity Pebbles.
I haven't had those in years.
I'm telling you, it is off the charts. If you're having a bad week, get yourself some Fruity Pebbles.
All right, see you next. Forget about Xanax.
Yeah. No, Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles. Doctors, get on it. All right, we have news and traffic and weather for you. This rain isn't going to last forever. Man, yesterday, all I could think was this. That rain was awful and miserable. But can you imagine if it had been colder and it had been snow? We would have had like 17 feet yesterday. It did not stop. Man, but today, cloudy, windy, occasional showers and storms, maybe heavy at times like yesterday, and a high of 73. Sue now with another early look at your roads. And traffic brought to you by Liberty. Something you should go and love yourself. Y98 with Justin Bieber and Courtney and Company at 6:12. Before 7 o'clock, your first chance this morning to win movie tickets to Marcus Werenberg Theaters with our trailer something.
Movie trailer game.
Yeah, it makes sense that it would be that simple. We'll voice the movie trailer for you instead of the guy who says, in a world. And you have to guess the movie. We had first caller in
every time
yesterday. Yeah. So they'll maybe be harder today.
I think one for sure.
Okay.
Will be a little tough.
Okay. We're playing three times today.
We are. The Olympics. I was watching the medal count yesterday, and U.S., not a great showing this year. I don't know what the deal is, but they were talking about Norway, who's in the lead. Isn't it Norway? Yeah. And they could break the record of 37 total medals that the U.S. set in 2010. See, I started wondering to myself, are we always like this, or do we just usually not win that many medals? No, we do.
Wow.
It's been a weird...
Yeah, this one, there have been people, you know, we've had our hopes and dreams resting on some people that just didn't make it. Nathan Chen, Lindsey Vonn, Michaela Schifrin, there are a lot of people, a lot of fourths.
Yeah.
For the U.S. This year, or just out of medal contention.
Unless we had a snowboarder.
Yeah, right.
I mean, snowboarding, all the extreme snow sports are what did it for us.
Well, that we started, really.
Yes, yes. Well, there's a story about, and I did want to mention, nobody's talking about this, and it aggravates me a little bit. The U.S. women's hockey team is going for gold tomorrow night against Canada.
Really? We're not...
Right, it's never...
Hello, it's all men's hockey, men's hockey.
But that's even on a different channel. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think we should rally around these ladies.
Hello.
All right, so there's this freestyle skier that skied last night. We did get a medal in that. It's where it's just like the half pipe, but they're on skis, okay?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Instead of a snowboard, they have skis and sticks. I don't know if they're called sticks. You're
Poles.
More, Poles, that's it. Elizabeth Sweeney. She did a really boring half pipe run where she basically skied up and down each side without attempting anything.
Yeah.
No tricks or jumps, nothing.
Nothing. What happened?
Well, it's apparently because she can't do that stuff. She was able to get into the Olympics by messing with the system. She's American, but she competed for Hungary, which is where her grandparents are from.
Uh-huh.
There's no way she would have made the U.S. team because she doesn't have a trick.
Right.
She sought out Olympic qualifying events that didn't have many competitors, so her ranking would appear higher.
Oh.
And then she just waited for women to fall and crash at those events, so she didn't end up in dead last, and it finally happened in December, and she made the Olympic team.
Hilarious. You want to be, that's a surefire way. You want to be an Olympian, but you don't really have the talent.
I mean, what kind of guts does that take?
I mean, I think that's a great idea. Maybe I'll do that.
Well,
I can't do any tricks, but I can ski.
I don't know, Jen. They're going to change the rules for qualifying because of her. We should put the video of her. I couldn't even do that. Skied up and down the hills.
Oh, yeah.
But so I think they're going to be changing stuff.
Darn.
So you can't.
Man.
I know. She was smart. That's a smart way to do it.
Yeah, right. And then you go back to the U.S. and, you know, it's the sin of omission. Oh, just got back from competing in the Olympics.
Right.
Everyone thinks you're on Team USA.
She's got the outfit now.
Right.
From Hungary.
Right, right.
But still.
She's got all the...
I wonder what their outfits look like, what colors they were.
I don't think they're red, white, and blue.
I feel like making the U.S. Olympic team is worth the outfit alone.
Right.
Just for the gloves?
Nah, I didn't want the gloves. Their little jackets are really cute. All right, enough of that. Here's Sue with another look at your traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Dell.
Y98 with Courtney, Jen, Kevin, and Sue in for Lance.
And
Kevin?
She wasn't supposed to be there. Well,
just leave her be for
okay,
now.
Sorry.
Sue in for Lance Hildebrand, who has the day off today. Okay, so we're prepping for the Oscars next weekend. I have seen none of the movies.
I've seen a few.
Yeah. Have you seen the Billboards one?
No, but one of my neighbors just went to see it and didn't realize, well, I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
Not what I thought it was
when she
explained why she didn't like it.
Oh. Now, my mom loved it. I think my mom's seen it twice now. I don't know. She goes to lots of movies.
Yeah.
Lots and lots. All right. So we're giving you plenty of time to see the Oscar contenders or Black Panther.
Right.
So we're giving away movie passes all week long, courtesy of Marcus Werenberg Theaters. We have taken classic movie trailers with the movie trailer voice guy and penned them and then recorded them. Jen is filling in for Lance with the big, huge movie voice guy.
Okay, I have to get ready.
I said that we were recorded. All right, so you need to guess this classic movie.
In the 21st century, a weapon will be invented like no other. This weapon will be powerful, versatile, and indestructible. It can't be reasoned with. It can't be bought. It will feel no pity, no remorse, no pain, no fear. It will have only one purpose, to return to the present and prevent the future.
531-9898 or 618-397-9898 if you know the answer.
Goosebumps, man.
It sounds like I'm in the witness relocation program is what it sounds like. It's not a trailer voice at all.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, should we play it again?
Yes, let's play it. Well, it's a little long to play again. Go.
Play one more time.
One more time.
In the 21st century, a weapon will be invented like no other. This weapon will be powerful, versatile, and indestructible.
Indestructible.
It can't be reasoned with. It can't be bought.
Can't.
It will feel no pity, no remorse, no pain, no fear. It will have only one purpose, to return to the present and prevent the future.
All right, all the lines are ringing, so just hit one of them, Kevin. What movie is that? Hi, Y98, what's your guess?
Terminator.
Terminator? What? Yes!
Yes!
Good job. What's your name?
Christine.
Christine, congratulations. We have a pair of tickets to Marcus Werenberg Theaters for you. And don't forget to check out their new Dream Lounger recliner seating.
Awesome.
Chesterfield, DePere, Ronnie, St. Charles, and O'Fallon Cinemas have those. So congratulations, Christine. Hold
Thanks
on.
So much.
We'll give you all the details about how you get your tickets.
Entertainment Schmig coming up in a minute. Fergie breaks her silence after her national anthem performance. And Ryan Reynolds defending watching Deadpool with kids. And I think he's right. We'll have it for you in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Okay, I don't know why Lance is off today, but I'm assuming it's to celebrate the wedding anniversary of Pat Benatar and her guitarist, Neil Giraldo.
Oh, that's
Giraldo.
It.
That's yep. totally it.
Yep.
They were married 36 years ago today.
Wow.
Happy anniversary.
And they made it.
I know. Pat and Neil. 20 years ago. This is a big anniversary for Tara Lipinski. Since we're in Winter Olympics
how many
fever.
Years?
20 years ago, 1998, she became the youngest Olympic champion ever. She beat Michelle Kwan to win the gold medal in women's figure skating. She was
15
years old.
Wow. She looks like a baby, too. I was very upset about that, by the way. I'm a Michelle Kwan.
I like Michelle Kwan.
I like Tara Lipinski. I think she was solid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, here's the deal.
Hurts me for Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle Kwan is worth almost three times what Tara Lipinski is worth.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't feel that. But still, she did that. That gold medal eluded her for so many years.
I know.
Darn it.
Being so dominant.
Man. I know.
All right, let's... Tara's doing just fine.
She
and
is.
And then you retire at 15.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Nope. I'm out.
Right? What else can I do?
Fergie is speaking after her national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game. Sue, did you hear this thing?
I made it through part of it.
That's all you need. You don't need the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Just that star spangled banner.
Hold on.
Never yet.
Oh, that, we threw that one
we
in.
We added
too.
That in.
I hadn't made it to that part.
Wow.
Gosh.
She said she tried her best. Yeah. Here's her full statement. I've always been honored and proud to perform the national anthem, and last night I wanted to try something special for the NBA. Was that what that was? I'm a risk taker artistically, but clearly this rendition didn't strike the intended tone. I love this country and honestly tried my best.
Oh, okay.
I think a statement like that, people are going to back off and this is not going to haunt her for as long as
And who's really mad at her? I think the issue is maybe her voice isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get around a hard song to sing. And
that part was
that was where you're ramping up to the high notes.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Roseanne Barr said that it was worse than her national anthem performance that everyone blasted her for in 1990. And she was intentionally trying to be bad. I think that's, when Fergie says, listen, I wasn't trying to disrespect the anthem.
I agree. I don't think she was.
I don't think people are going to. Hate on her too much.
Yeah, right. She said, it's one of those things where she probably never wants to see that video.
Right.
Like me yesterday on Show Me St. Louis. I won't watch it.
Wait, you were on Show Me St. Louis yesterday?
They did a segment, but I won't watch it. I just got texts from people. I'm like, okay, thanks. I'm good. My mom asked if the TV people did my makeup.
Just me, Mom.
That's a good sign, Courtney. Yeah. Oh, I got to watch this. Okay.
Hang on. I'm going in. Sue's checking out for the rest of the schmig. Ryan Reynolds has done some pretty cool things, and this is one of them. He posted pictures yesterday visiting some kids with cancer. Actually, they were visiting the set of Deadpool 2, and he said it's one of the best parts of playing this character. And said that it's great for the kids and their parents who just want to see their kids smile. Then, of course, an internet troll pipes up with, guys, let me do this. It was a guy who said it, but let me. Guys, Deadpool is a rated R movie and those kids are watching it. I think something is wrong here, frowny face emoji.
No, there's nothing wrong with
that. No, not at all.
I love how he's like, no one thought that this was a rated R movie until this guy came out and said it.
So what?
And Ryan said, yup, Deadpool is rated R. If my kid went through a fraction of the stuff, and he didn't say stuff, these kids deal with daily, I think they can watch whatever they like. That's just my two cents.
That's
and
right.
I totally agree.
Yes.
Listen, when I had cancer, I couldn't watch anything depressing, so I watched all of Parks and Rec on Netflix.
Yeah, you just wanted something to escape. Wanted, right.
Something yes. light. And when you're a kid with cancer, you know what makes you laugh and smile? Watching a movie you're not supposed to watch.
With cuss words.
Yeah. And your parents are all for it. I give the green light a million times over to that. Let these kids watch Deadpool. I mean, on loop. Who cares? Sit down, trolls.
That's what they are doing.
Yeah, right. And speaking of, I don't think they're trolls. They're just fans who want to help her out. But Lord is trying to say thanks, but no thanks. She struggled with bad acne for years. And she finally posted a video saying, thanks for all your advice, but I've tried it. She said, for real though, acne sucks. You know what also sucks? When you've had acne for years and years and years, done all the drugs, tried all the things, and people are still like, you know what worked for me? It's moisturizing. Or people say, do you wash your face? And I'm like, yeah, I wash my face.
I'm a human.
I'm how annoying. Oh, oh my gosh. Washing my face. I didn't think of that. Thank you so much. She said she's genetically cursed. Feel bad for her when she's in the public eye and she has to have people asking her if she washes her face. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more at 8:40, more online too at y98.com. And Sue Thomas now with a look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Shell.
What about us?
Pink on Y98. And thank you for calling and letting us know. We're having some technical difficulties. And we're not just talking about the show. There's some weird things going on with our signal. It's somebody said it sounded like Max Headroom.
Somebody said it sounded like Max Headroom. Somebody said it sounded like Max Headroom.
You're messing with people. Like, so I don't know. I think we go home.
Yeah, right. Well,
all right.
They said it's very annoying, though, but we have engineers on their way, so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Sorry.
Kevin wanted to know, this is my favorite thing. Kevin does all of our, a lot of technical things on the show.
But doesn't understand how the technical things work.
Yep. He wanted to know what their cars were. Because he thought maybe their vehicle had something to do with the signal.
Someone had a Pontiac, and he was like, oh, okay, Pontiac. And no, it's not their car.
Yeah, and then there was a Volvo. So I thought, you know, maybe it was the radio in the car that's causing, you know, because I figured we'd get more cars, but we'd get more calls. I can't get into our text line, so yes.
Maybe Kevin is the technical difficulty.
Perhaps.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, do you guys want to know the key to living a long life? You know, I always love seeing the people that are 100 and whatever.
Yeah.
And what's their key? And it's like, you know, I have homemade biscuits.
Yeah, right.
Whatever, every single day. Well, I have to disagree with this or my father would still be alive. If you want to live a long life, alcohol. A neurologist said that's the key to living a long life.
Okay.
Maybe my dad maybe he was over the threshold.
Maybe that was it.
This woman studied 1,700 people over 90 years old for the past 15 years. And she found that the people who drank around 2 glasses of beer or wine a day were 18% less likely to die early.
Wow.
People who exercise between 15 and 45 minutes a day were only 11% less likely to die early.
Hmm.
In other words, alcohol is more effective at keeping you alive than exercise.
What if while you're on the treadmill, you're just drinking red wine?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Instead of water.
Right. Ta-da!
Hello! Problem solved.
Hobby is also a big thing. People that had a hobby, a focus, something to do.
What about living close to a Hobby Lobby?
It's nothing to do with anything. All right, so drank up.
Weather today, not great. I mean, it's going to be warm. We may even set a record like we did last week. A high today of 73. The record set back in 1996, 77. Come on, we can do it. But we're going to have a lot of rain as well. It's already 69 downtown, and Sue has another look at traffic.
And traffic this morning brought to you by Indeed.
Well, we prayed really hard, and apparently that worked. We fixed our technical problems. That and Ryan, the engineer, went back and reset the computer about 30 minutes ago, which is why during Entertainment Schmig it sounded a little wonky. So technical problems should be behind us. Now let's talk about your showering habits. There's a new survey about what you do in the shower, and this will really, you can see if you fall in line with most other people, okay? So how often do you shower?
At least 4 days a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So about every other day. Mm-hmm.
I'm a bather.
Okay. But like how often do you bathe?
I bathe every day.
Okay. 55% of people said at least once a day. What about you?
I'm with Courtney. I'm about every other.
Me. I'm every other day too. Mm-hmm. 34% said every 2 days. 9% said once or twice a week. And 2% said only when they stink.
Oh.
Guess what, 2%? You stink.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Yes.
Nick showers every, like sometimes twice a day.
Wow.
He's oily. Well, he is. He's Italian. Yeah. And his skin looks great. He's got looking feet. Really does.
That is not to be underestimated.
No.
Yes.
Do you wash your hair first or last?
Last.
First.
Usually in the middle.
usually in the middle.
Okay,
middle.
Tell me what happens first. I don't want to picture you. I mean, you have a swim shirt on and bathing
and
trunks.
And Speedos. Yes.
I don't want to picture.
Speedos.
Okay, so my bathing what's trunks. First? You get in the water.
I get in the water. I test the water. I relax myself. Feel good. Then I
relax myself. Don't ask. Move on.
Do not ask.
He just washes in the middle. Let's move on. Okay, I go top down, like hair first, and then.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Feet last.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. 81% of people say they wash their hair first. 19% wait until the end of the shower. No one washes in the middle.
Any mention of relaxing oneself?
No. No. Okay. Okay. How often?
Get out, Kennedy!
How often?
Doesn't anybody know?
You need a lock on that door. How often do you use a fresh towel?
Oh, I probably don't use one as much as I should. It's usually like every week.
Yeah, I do once a week. Okay. I do the laundry and put
Yeah.
It's about every day. It's an everyday thing.
Oh, you're a laundry hog.
Wow. Yeah, 18% of people said someone else must be doing the laundry in their house because they use a fresh towel every time they shower. The same as my bed sheets and towels. They all go down at the same time. So 49% of people said about once a week. And then about a third of people say it varies. Worse. Okay. This is the big question. You don't have to answer. Pee.
I don't.
Do you save it for the toilet or the shower?
I toilet it. I always toilet it.
You are in the minority.
Yeah. I mean, I think I don't have great plumbing. So
you're worried
well,
about...
Well, there's...
That's not how any of this works.
Sanding water in my tub sometimes.
Oh, got it.
I'm not
going to
stand in
it.
Urine.
Right. Yeah.
You need some liquid plumber.
I've done that.
Two-thirds of people do, in case you were wondering.
Kevin, do you in the bathtub?
No, I don't want to know.
At the end. What?
And finally, two questions about the bath.
All right.
When you take a bath, do you usually take a quick shower afterward to rinse off your, to rinse yourself off?
Uh-huh.
No.
I never take baths.
The bath does that.
No, you're bathing in your own filth. 55% of people say they take a quick shower afterwards.
Just rinse. Just a rinse.
45% said no. I feel like that number's high.
Filth. It's okay with me.
And finally, do you put your sweaty underwear back on from the gym, or do you put on new clean underwear after you get out of the bath? 99% of people said clean, of course. And Kevin said he's a dirty gertie.
Jesus, Kevin.
He bathes every day, so you're trying to do the right thing.
As soon as you get out of the shower or the bath, you're clean. Put some clean underwear on.
All
you
right,
can
we'll
then
we'll
wear them
that.
For a 24-hour period. It doesn't mean you wake up in the morning, you have to put on new underwear. I say if you want to get out of the shower or the bath at night and put clean underwear on at night, you can still wear those during the day the next day.
God, you're not going to change him. He's got his little...
I know, he does. Right.
That is how... Mm-hmm. He
is. I take a bath every day, and I put my dirty underwear
right, because you start the day with a fresh pair.
But you're already dirty again. Here's Sue.
Traffic brought to you by Credit Karma.